You are listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis, the one and only podcast that discusses modern plastic surgery and leaves you looking great and feeling better.
Welcome, everyone, to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, board-certified plastic surgeon. So I want you to picture this. I'm doing office hours. I open up the door to the room, and I'm going in to see this patient who we operated on a few months before. And it's a gentleman. And I don't want to spoil the surprise yet, but walk into the room, hi, how you doing? And as soon as I look at him, I go, oh my God, you look like a much younger gentleman than I remember like 3 or 4 months ago. And the procedure that we did was a hair transplant. And obviously, we do a lot of hair transplants, and obviously it makes everyone feel better about themselves because they really wanted to restore their hairline or just densify certain areas. But with this particular individual, the before and after of just a more youthful appearance to this gentleman was so striking that I really wanted to talk about this in a podcast, because we talk a lot about doing all these plastic surgery procedures and all these wonderful things, but the actual physical appearance, especially when we're talking about something with a man, and it's incredible when you can actually make someone look that much more youthful. Now, the two things that I wanted to make sure that all of you really think about, especially guys, especially men, there are two things that I think stand out incredibly well to make a more youthful appearance. There's no question that restoring the hairline or giving a man back some of that hair that they started to see receding, etc., is a big deal. But the second thing that I don't think many of you think about is skin. You know, making a difference in a guy's skin is something that many times we just overlook or don't talk about because we're thinking about doing, you know, again, we're talking about male plastic surgery type things. We're talking about doing maybe eyelids. We're talking maybe doing liposuction or a facelift or something where it's a real surgical intervention, which obviously is going to make them feel better about themselves and they're going to look much more youthful. But something as straightforward as just taking better care of your skin is a huge improvement. And that was the two things that we did with this gentleman. It was a skincare regimen. There was no lasers. There was no injectables. There was nothing like that. It was basically about 4 months ago, we did a hair transplant and we started him on a skincare regimen. And it was so impressive to me that I really felt the need to do a podcast talking about specifically men and doing something as straightforward as just talking about what you're doing to take care of your skin, especially when you're aging. And the aging process is happening no matter what. Just like, you know, male pattern baldness, we don't have a way of stopping that from happening, but we do have a way of trying to either camouflage it or start the process to make it look like it's really not happening as aggressively as possible. And in very similar terms, with the skin that's aging, after all of these years of being in the sun, or if you were a cigarette smoker, or just, you know, again, the wear and tear of everyday living, you would think that at some point, it would become very obvious that, wow, I really should be doing something to make my skin look less aged. And we have all of those ideas played out already. There have been so many wonderful products that have been studied for many, many, many years. And again, it doesn't have to be, because I know, because for myself, I do the same thing. Most men do not want to have a multitude of creams and lotions and potions and all of those other things, so they're just not going to use it. But we know from many, many, many years of studying and peer-reviewed papers, and you know, you can just go into the literature search and go crazy, but we know things like Retin-A and things like vitamin C, if they're put into your regimen on a daily basis, and again, if you're looking for the before and after to happen in 1 or 2 days, obviously it's not going to happen. But think about this. If that is something that you would be doing to yourself every night, putting some sort of a Retin-A product, some sort of a retinol product, and every morning using some sort of a vitamin C derivative or vitamin C product, but just that simple of a thing, adding to like a sunscreen or an SPF type of a thing to your face after shaving or whatever, those things implemented over the course of, let's not even say a year, let's just say over 6 weeks to 8 weeks, you would see incredible differences in the skin. And we have machines. We have actual things in our office, and a lot of plastic surgeons' office and dermatology offices have these machines that we could put your face in front of this screen, and we can actually take photos and show you how the improvement of your skin is happening. Even if you're, again, I tell you, after 6 weeks, you're going to see it yourself in the mirror. But we have a way of actually taking photos with a special type of a camera that shows you sun damage or just overall damage to the skin. And after being on very good skincare regimens, how that changes, not after many, many years, we're talking about months down the road, you would see a result. So again, I don't know if we always talk about how hair transplants make men look younger. I think it's always a great thing to restore the hairline. I think it's always a great thing to give men more confidence, and women, you know, we do this hair transplants on women as well. But it was very striking to me to see how much more youthful you could become by restoring and giving back more hair, especially in the older version of yourself. So like, if you ever could imagine that surprise that I felt, and again, we do this on an everyday basis, but there are some before and afters that are just very, very striking. And I think it also had to do with the haircut that he got, because the way he would try to wear his hair before definitely gave away a more older, elderly appearance. And now that he has hair that he can actually style and have a regular haircut, looks so much more youthful. So anyway, aside from just the idea of having hair transplants, I really wanted to make the push to talk about the men having a more youthful appearance by addressing skin and by addressing hair. And I think those two things really can make huge differences. You've been listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution. I'm your host, Dr. Stephen Davis, and I'll be back with you again next week. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to the Plastic Surgery Revolution with Dr. Stephen Davis. Please subscribe to our show in iTunes, Stitcher Radio, or whatever app you use to listen to podcasts. Keep listening, looking great, and feeling better.